I'm Frank Vaughn. It is February 13th, 2025, and I want to talk today about optimism, something I feel a lot of, in spite of what you might think from watching my work. I'm going to go to a user comment. This is my friend Maria, and she says, "Our world is beyond repair. Everywhere we look, there's corruption, deceit, lies, manipulation, self-interest, money laundering, exploitation. It seems that we are bombarded from every angle with little hope of ever getting out." My response was, "I actually feel a lot of optimism. We're at the turning of the tide if we get on our bullhorns and we push." And I believe that. What is happening, specifically here in Canada, is a situation where, regardless of the outcome, we're going to head in a different direction. And that direction is towards justice and towards greater liberty for every single person here. And I'll explain why. Even if we get the worst case scenario, which is Mark Carney, and even if the Liberal Party is able to convince the Canadian public that Mark Carney is somehow an outsider and somehow a good guy in spite of all of his ties, there's a whole election campaign, if he faces an election, that we'll all have to face, where we will be able to communicate the news of who he is and what he is. The greatest fear of the Davos crowd, the greatest fear of the United Nations crowd and the strategic development initiatives and all of these globalists is, believe it or not, Pierre Poilievre, because he might choose to align himself with neo-Americanism, the new Monroe Doctrine. They fear that, and they should fear that, because the pull, the gravity of the United States is very powerful in this hemisphere. If we align with Europe, it's the greatest mistake that Canada will ever make. We will all suffer for it, and in the end, it will fail. That's what Mark Carney offers. This guy is the Grim Reaper. He is out there on the campaign trail. I saw a small crowd that was actually gathered together in Regina. Let me see if I can just find the picture really quick. I don't even know how they found a crowd of this modest size for this man. They're trying to build this guy like he is some kind of rock star. And you can clearly see that he's not. Standing room only because they didn't provide chairs. Listen. Mark Carney wants to align us with Europe. This whole notion that's being bandied around of Canada becoming part of the EU, Carney's mission is to make us the sacrificial front line in the war against neo-Americanism. They are desperately afraid that the Americans and the Russians will conclude some kind of concordat, that they will actually create peace on Earth, that they will actually come to an agreement that makes all of our lives better, that makes us more stable, that makes us more free, that actually shines a light on the corruption. Not just financial corruption, not just drug corruption, but the human trafficking corruption. These people are evil. And they are desperate to stop the United States from doing something different. They've been trying to take her down for a very long time. And it's been a seesaw battle going back and forth. But with Musk going after the deep state, they've finally met their match. With Trump in office and emboldened, they tried to kill him, it didn't work. They tried to destroy him with legal warfare, it didn't work. They stole an election from him, didn't work. He's back, he's bold, and he acts as though every moment is his last. And that's kind of how I feel too. I just appreciate everything that I have in my own little world as much as I possibly can, and I know some people have said, "You're very brave for talking about the things that you're talking about. And wouldn't the government like to silence you? And aren't you scared?" Fact of the matter is, there's nothing to be afraid of. You can only die once, but you get to live every moment. And I want to live for something better. And I think no matter what happens, Mark Carney would be bad news for everybody. The guy is out there, as I began to explain, he is out there campaigning on a promise to bring you pain. It's not just the tariffs. It's not just the trade war with Donald Trump that he's promising. It's every other policy. He's talking about using the Emergency Act. He's talking about doing lockdowns. If we have supply shortages, to lock down and ration everything in Canada, how can the Grim Reaper possibly have as much support as some polling houses are trying to tell us he has? He is preaching the gospel of doom, and we're supposed to believe that Canadians are lapping this up. Now, there's a certain percentage of Canada that for whatever reason is so brainwashed that they actually think the CPC, led by Pierre Poilievre, are these great big evil fascists. Nothing could be further from the truth. and they'll lap up whatever the Liberal Party gives them. These are the people who think that all you need to do is replace Trudeau, and they don't even know that for Trudeau to advance his agenda, he needed the votes of every single Liberal sitting in the House. These are the same people that might actually believe that Mark Carney is somehow different because he wasn't elected. He comes from outside. He hasn't been elected. It's a good idea to have a prime minister that's never faced an election because, as I've said in previous videos, the NDP is in such bad shape that they face getting completely wiped out in the next election. So this power that they have right now, this control of the narrative, is the only power they're going to have because they may not have a seat left by the time JAG's done with them. So it's a very real possibility that in the name of fighting a national emergency, and we have to remember the whole tariff thing, it expires very soon. I think we're down to 2 weeks. And then the pain might begin. And the pain isn't brought by Donald Trump. The pain is brought by your own government. They're going to blame Trump, but the fact is it's their decisions which will hurt the Canadian public the most. And some will be deceived, and some will be awake. Western Canada will be the least deceived. The point is, as much as this all sounds like bad news, it's building towards something good. If we can renegotiate Confederation out of this, that is a good. If we can become the 51st state as Western Canada, that is a good. It's our job to communicate to people why that's good. Western Canada has been getting screwed by Confederation this entire time. Western Canada doesn't have good representation in Ottawa, and Western Canada doesn't even trade with Eastern Canada. We look to the United States to put food on our table. We look to them for our daily bread. It's a mutual relationship for sure. But our lives depend on the north-south axis, not the east-west axis. That's why there's only one road link. That's why there's only one rail link, primarily. The future is to the south. We all need to understand that. Even if we renegotiate Confederation and stay in this country, our future is to the south. And in the worst case scenario, we get Mark Carney. Yes, there will be pain. There will be hunger. There will be people who lose their houses. There will be a lot of suffering. But out of that, the entire globalist agenda, the entire Davos agenda will be discredited thoroughly. And it will never rise again. People don't understand in Canada just how thoroughly discredited the progressive radical left actually is. It's a walking corpse. It will never be resurrected in the same way. And as long as the Democrats cling to it, they're going to lose elections beyond Trump. And as long as the left in Canada clings to this notion, they're going to start losing elections, which is why I would argue there's a case to be made that they will just halt elections, or they'll go out to 2026, they'll kick the ball down the road, and they will unleash a wave of suffering on Canada, which they'll try and blame on Trump. This is a mission. Carney's on a mission. His job is to sacrifice the Canadian public's well-being to slow Donald Trump down. And why are they trying to slow Trump down? Because he's shining a light on corruption. He is countering the Davos agenda. He is ending it. I still reserve in my heart some doubt for any politician. Trust but verify. I don't even know if I can do the trust but verify thing. I watch their actions. I see what they're doing. And as long as what they're doing makes sense, I go along with it. And then the second something smells off, I'll be in front of this camera and I'll be telling you about it. I will never again be the thrall of any man in politics. Not even myself were I to enter politics. You must always examine yourself and be critical. The evidence of my eyes, the evidence of action, suggests that Trump and his team are on a mission to change things for the better. Mark Carney's job is to stop that. These guys are evil. They are godless, evil people. And they will destroy you to stop Trump and his team. And even if that happens, we can't win. We will suffer. And I believe that suffering, if we are communicating the right message, will eventually wake up the Canadian public to do something different. Europe is not our friend. There are people in my comments section who call me a traitor. There are people in the comments section who claim that we have carved out a respite. We've carved out a sanctuary of Europeanism here in Canada. Blah, blah. We're a monarchy. We're backwards. The people have no power. You elect your dictators, and they have no accountability to you. You have no power to do anything to change their trajectory. You can't hold them accountable. They have legal immunity. Canadian politicians, regardless of how corrupt they are, they never go to jail, unlike in the United States, where dozens over the years have ended up going to jail for their corruption. And it's not to say that the United States is perfect. They got a corruption problem, too. They're trying to find out what's gone wrong in the United States. And the courts are blocking them and saying that the head of the Treasury Department isn't allowed to look at the books. The elected, appointed by the people, passed by the Senate, head of the Treasury Department is not allowed to look at the cooked books. They're going to find a judge that's going to overturn that order. And if they don't, it'll go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will overturn that order. It is unfathomably unconscionable that you could go to a judge and present clear evidence of corruption and that judge decide that on the interests of national security, which there aren't any, you can't stop the corruption. The steamroller is going to keep going. Legal warfare is not going to work to slow the Trump administration this time. And while that process unfolds, my hope is that they know enough about the problem in Canada that they start to tell that story. And that people like us can amplify that story. And in so doing, we can create the momentum for real and lasting improvement in the lives of all Canadians. Because, as I said here, the best deal for the people is all our leaders should care about. No one should be loyal only to a flag. No one should be loyal to a myth that is created by men. Save your faith for God. Do not place faith in men. The best deal for the Canadian public, for all of our people, is the only thing a good leader should be worried about. And right now, in these times, these months, and these years that we are proceeding through, we have an opportunity to make a new deal. Whether we make it within Canada, which is not my choice, it is not my first choice. If I am completely and totally honest, we either have to pursue statehood as a Western Canada and we can leave the East to figure out their business, or we pursue a Republic of Western Canada, separatism, which I don't think we're going to get. And I don't think we're going to get it because underneath all of this, these are the opening moves in a brand new chess game. The geopolitics of the world are there is China and there is the United States. And a mistake, a huge foreign policy mistake that we have made is pushing Russia and China together. We made the same mistake decades ago. We're making the same mistake now. But this time, I think Trump is set to solve that problem. But in the meantime, China cannot be allowed to take over Canada any more than it already has through criminality and all the things that I've highlighted in my videos, which are timeless. You should go watch them. They won't allow it. I'm not sure we get to walk away anymore. So statehood might be the best deal that we can get. But if you take statehood off the table, if you take independence off the table, we've got to rip up Confederation. It doesn't work for us. It hasn't worked for us for 150 years. When I lived in Ontario, because eventually, I'm surprised nobody said it, someone's going to say to me, eventually, you come from Ontario, you're not a Westerner. I've been a Western in my heart the entire time. When I was in Ontario, like millions of people who live back east, understand how unfair the relationship is. Unfortunately, they're outnumbered by the millions who believe everything that falls out of the liberal mouth. The people who buy into Mark Carney, there's millions of them. Don't forget them. I haven't forgot them. I miss many of them. I tell them, come west. Big changes are afoot. It's time to vote with your feet. And everybody has their own reasons for not doing it. There's always pain when it comes to necessary change. These are historic times, and it is time for Western Canada to start thinking for itself and start negotiating the best deal possible, not for our nation, which has betrayed everybody, but for the people. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.